Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Love HQ podcast. This is a place for women who want to explore love, sex, dating, and relationships through an unconventional approach of ditching the normal dating advice, prizing yourself as an individual, and listening to expert interviews from all different walks of life, focusing on how you can get more in touch with yourself as a person, develop better relationships, and live life on your terms.
Hello, ladies, and welcome back to another episode of Love HQ. My name is Hayley Quinn, the dating expert that's here to turn your world upside down in terms of how you're approaching dating, love, sex, and relationships. So, honest to God, if you are fed up of getting stressed out and anxious in the company of men, if your relationships seem to fall to pieces, if you have no idea where to meet someone and you're worried about should you message him, does he like you, I'm here to preach the good word, which is literally going to solve all these problems. Because you know what, women, you've been approaching dating the wrong way around all along, because it's supposed to be about you, not about him. Okay, joining me today is first return guest I've ever had, because she's epic and amazing. Her name is Siobhan Copeland. She's an awesome matchmaker extraordinaire in London, and she also has tons of wisdom to give about love, dating, and relationships. Welcome to the show, Siobhan.
Thank you, Hayley. That was a lovely introduction.
Oh, it's a true introduction.
I'm honoured to be back. I had so much fun the first time.
I know, and it's what's annoying is I kind of wish it's one of those ones where like we've absolutely been sat chatting for an hour now. Like, why didn't we not tape it?
To say.
I know. Hopefully we'll have some good concepts. I think there was one that really came up for me though when we were talking, and it's, I actually hadn't heard of this before, but it's such a good metaphor, and I love an analogy, because I think if you get these concepts in your brain about how to deal with situations, it can be really helpful. And the concept is, we call it the elastic band.
The elastic band theory, yes. It really is more to do with, I mean, women can experience the elastic band theory, but it seems to be more of a male thing, where someone, things are going well, seemingly, and then that person pulls back. So it's that thing where you pull back an elastic band, and they spring back again, but it's how they spring back and how they pull themselves back.
And it is kind of a guy thing, isn't it? Because when you said it was the 3 to 6 month mark.
Yeah, it seems to be around the 3 to 6 month mark. I actually learned this from the very famous book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. So this was a kind of theory which the author there kind of...
And it's funny because I've had this literal experience, and you're like... Da, 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 da. It's all going well. I'm so happy. Wow, I really like this guy. Da. And then you know what it's like in my head? It's like bloody like the Walt Disney credits roll or something. Yeah, and then I'm like, yeah. All right, I'm done here. Sweet. And then like they spook.
Totally spook.
Totally free. And to women, it's for us, it's so alien. As a concept, right? Because you're there, you think that actually you're in that stage of really forming something, and I remember the last time this happened to me, I was literally had the thought the day before it happened, I'm really getting used to falling asleep in this person's arms. Aww. Isn't it lovely? You know, so that's your frame of mind. You're not going to go anywhere. You're like settling in, you're getting more comfortable, more secure, and then like, dun, 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 disaster strikes.
And I think that's the thing, as women, it's comfortable for us to feel like we're creating this beautiful bond with someone. You know, it's actually the point where we're starting to feel more comfortable in the relationship. Like, oh, well, so comfortable, like you say, to be sleeping in his arms, to be holding hands. These kind of stuff actually freak guys out. Because
they're so weird, aren't they? Like, what's wrong with them? What's wrong with them?
Because they see it as, you know, it's almost questioning their masculinity. You know, masculinity is supposed to be this strong kind of exterior, and actually being all kind of soft and mushy is actually the opposite of what they're trying to be about, right?
Right, so it's really counterintuitive, but genuinely, people don't always find intimacy comfortable or like it,
No.
And especially not men. Like, we actually, I think often women err on the side, and I'm definitely guilty of this, of craving it and really like enjoying it loads and loads and loads and loads. And then the man, there'll be a threat to kind of independence, or he'll judge the question that he's making the right decision. Is he getting too involved? What's going on? Emotions become overwhelming. Doesn't know how to deal with the emotions. Doesn't have an amazing support network like we often do to help to rationalise stuff and talk it through.
Exactly. They can't exactly go down the pub and go to the mates, oh, mate, you know, I don't know how to feel. I'm really falling for this girl. When she cuddles me, I feel so secure. They can't start talking about that. So it's kind of, it's difficult. And actually, the explanation that... that's given for this whole rubber band theory is that, once he pulls away to the length of his rubber band, he'll spring back. But as women, a lot of time, we don't allow the rubber band to stretch far enough out, right? Mm. Before we start going, hey, what's going on here? Why are you pulling away?
Right.
And this is our natural reaction.
Is to then start, and because we want to re-establish security and connection, like that's in our bones, right?
Yeah.
And I know there's lots of things here about, you know, there's concepts that are interwoven in this called, you know, love addiction and love avoidance, where someone, you know, the love avoidant is when intimacy increases, they actually deep down fear abandonment, but then that's represented as a conscious fear of intimacy, so they pull back. And love addiction is meant to be the completely opposite thing, where actually we crave to establish that relationship. So even when someone's pulling back, we're there trying to fucking make it work and sort it out. Now, I've spent a lot of time thinking about this. Like, I would be a definite love addict. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, whilst psychotherapy is awesome and great, and it is very good to look for people who are more secure and more comfortable with intimacy, I also think some of this is literally just in human nature for someone, you know, for a woman to maybe want more security and want to settle and want to establish things, and men to have phases that they routinely sometimes go through of wanting to pull back and have space and reevaluate and going into their man cave.
Absolutely. And they actually say with this whole rubber band theory that it is a hormonal rhythm.
Whoa. So
we always think as women as being hormonal because we have, you know, menstrual cycles and things like that, which, you know, but men also have hormones and they also have hormonal patterns as well. You know, so it's funny because we don't really kind of associate them as, oh, he's been a bit hormonal there. You know, it's always a woman thing, isn't it? But actually, you know, it is perfectly natural for a guy to be a little bit hormonal about things. And they're saying that, you know, when a man is feeling confident and knows what he wants, his testosterone builds up. Now, this is something that happens when he begins chasing you, wanting you and dating you. And as he grows more confident with you, his testosterone increases. But when he's actually feeling unsure and when he's feeling like feelings are changing, the testosterone levels actually change.
Whoa.
Which is literally making him question his sort of masculinity and, you know, how confident he feels with himself. And then there's also, of course, the, you know, oxytocin, which is a bonding hormone as well, as he grows closer to you. And, you know, apparently, you know, obviously gets it after an orgasm as well. And oxytocin is, again, it's a little bit more of that kind of, you know, when we eat a bar of chocolate, we get that. So all of these kind of hormonal changes are actually happening as the closer that he feels he gets to you. So sometimes he does need to just pull away and actually figure out what all of this kind of means. And this oxytocin actually does reduce a man's testosterone. So this can cause a man to lose confidence and doubt everything in his life. So often they can kind of say, I don't know what I want right now. I'm not sure that I want this. And this is quite a common thing that women may be hearing all the time.
Right.
And thinking that
he's going, we've triggered this mass life meltdown.
When actually it's just the hormones talking. which should make us feel a little bit more secure in thinking that, okay, it's not
and
about...
And I think that's the key, right, is feeling secure and comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Because it's spooky. Because when someone you really, really care about freaks out and runs away, that activates all the worst things for us, right? Because we feel abandoned, we feel scared, we feel disorientated. It's like the shift from having somebody there loving and adoring and cuddling you one day to gone out the door the next... It's just horrible,
yeah.
Really. And I think sometimes it's about, in all things, if you keep your head screwed on through the process, it makes everything a lot easier. So if you're able to rationalise and go, all right, he's having a freak out. Mm-hmm. It's not actually to do, even if he says it's to do with me and my actions, it isn't. It's all to do with him and what's going on in his brain.
Yeah.
So if I give him space, and honestly, it's a win-win situation. You give him space and either you get over it quicker if he's not going to work it out, or option B, he works it out and he comes back
on a better footing. But there's also a difference in the different ways that a man pulls away. And it's also to be aware of the differences of it just being this kind of, for no apparent reason, you know, pulling away. It's not done in spite or anything like that. Because when a man pulls away in a healthy relationship out of anger or frustration about the relationship as itself, or he's just simply avoiding you, then there's usually something else going on there as well. So it's also about, you know, this kind of passive-aggressive behaviour type thing. That's not the same as just pulling away because he needs to feel sure about his feelings and the getting closer to you thing. So it's kind of, you know, looking to not make excuses when a guy kind of, you know, starts throwing a strop or a tantrum.
And they have tantrums. Kind
of yeah.
They have proper tantrums. Like, I am sorry. Like, when did we women get branded as like the hormonal, emotional, stroppy, difficult, challenging...
It's literally like a toddler tantrum that they
it
throw.
Is, it is. And as you said, if the toddler is having a tantrum, sometimes you just got to go there and go, yep, all right, what?
Exactly.
And leave them to soothe.
Yep, self-soothe.
Self-soothe. Because it's, in, I think as well, when you're talking about that like toddler tantrum thing that you're exhibiting, to be on the outside of that, it can be quite threatening,
yeah.
I think, as a woman, because you're like, oh gosh, okay, he's is actually... the more dominant and more powerful one, at least physically. Mm. And we really want that reassurance and that closeness. But if you feel genuinely, and when someone's throwing something at you and they're having a tantrum, then they're not usually in any context speaking any kind of sense.
No.
And you've got to not take that on board. And I think it'd be too easy for women to start apologising, because we want to then soothe the relationship, don't we? We want to say, I'm really sorry I did that, or I'm really sorry this thing happened. Please be with me, blah, blah, blah. And doesn't do them any good.
No, he needs to go away and actually, you know, feel good about himself again for him to be able to come back. But when you go and pursue him, he doesn't get an opportunity to clarify his own thoughts and miss you a little bit as well. He's got to feel your absence sometimes in that time where he's actually thinking, for him to become more sure of his feelings about you and then to desire you again, you know? And if he feels that you're chasing him, then don't forget the rubber band has already been stretched. You going and pushing that rubber band in further, it's going to snap. So what you need to do is actually just allow that space to kind of come back again.
Exactly. And also it's about maintaining.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
In your value in that as well, because this is, you know, my whole bag here, women, if you don't even listen to my podcast that often, but it is actually about you and it isn't about him. And you've honestly got to think, like, okay, he's behaving this way. It's actually unreasonable. I haven't actually done anything wrong. I'm comfortable with myself and my value system. So I'm not going to be crawling around apologizing, you know, apologizing to him, asking him to take me back, trying to figure out all his problems. No, just no. It's not right. And it's like, he'll lose, and you know, relationships are built on respect. And it's got to, he's got to literally come around to the point where he's willing to put his ego to one side enough that he can form partnership with you and he can understand that you're equal partner and you're, you know, more than equal to him. And in fact, that actually his views and perspectives aren't always right and that he might need to work on himself and that relationships are work. And if he's unable to do any of those things, he's just, you know, he's not ready. He's not in the right headspace. There'll be other men who are going to be better partners. Yeah, for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you should never have to compromise, you know, who you are in the relationship. You need to stay true to yourself. Once you know that, you know, you have certain principles and values, sometimes you may have different perspective on things, and it's about communication and obviously seeing something from each other's point of view, because there will be times when you have different points of view, and that's absolutely fine. You don't have to share the same points of view of things all of the time, but it's respecting another person's point of view and being able to see it from, you know, from their point of view objectively,
right?
Because it's hard to think objectively when your emotions are involved as well, you know.
Yeah.
you start thinking purely based on emotional response,
right? And also, if you've got a guy on your hands and he's basically having a freak out because you've got increased, you've become closer, that's making him think, oh my god, like if this goes much further, this is going to go really far.
Yeah,
panic, you know. Like a blind panic.
Yeah,
so he's already basically feeling quite, actually quite insecure and quite fearful in that zone. Now, if you respond to someone who's insecure and fearful with something that makes, you know, you have a big wobble, you let him wobble you, I think.
Yeah.
You know, you let his insecurity catch onto you and you start acting in a way, you know. And it is really, I mean, like, I've been there and it's upsetting. You're going to want to cry and you're going to feel a little bit rubbish and you're going to feel hurt.
Mm.
And I understand all of that. But if you there, then, you know, you will only fan the flames of his insecurity if you start saying, I'm really sorry. Oh, is there nothing we can do? Surely I can't be too, blah, blah, blah. You've got to literally go, hang on. You know, actually, I don't think there's anything wrong here. I'm quite comfortable with myself. I understand that you might need some space. So that's what's going to happen. And I'm just going to go over here and do my own thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a cocktail. See you later.
Yeah, you've got to stand firm. You have to stand firm sometimes. And I do think that a lot of women feel that they have to just make a lot of personal sacrifices and compromises for who they are just in order to accommodate a man, you know, and that's not healthy for you, because you will end up resenting or feeling that you're not being authentic to your own true self. You know, relationship, as long as you have shown that person respect and that's been maintained, once you have that commitment in the relationship, you know, you do need to have certain things in place, which is that respect and communication and understanding. And I think, yeah, once the respect kind of goes out of the window, it's kind of hard to get that back. So you need to just make sure that, yeah, you stand firm in who you are. Don't make any apologies for who you are on the basis that you have maintained respect towards that person. You've been open, you've been honest.
Right, and if anything, I always regret it if I'm not open and honest enough.
Yeah.
I think it can be, and I've slipped into this, you know, and I've thought about it. Everyone has something, right, that there's like, they feel a bit, oh, this is an awkward thing to bring up in a conversation. It could be, you know, I work with women that are single mothers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a dating expert. Can you even, with a nice internet search history, like that's awkward sometimes, or difficult for some guys to wrap their head around.
Mm.
Then there's, everybody has something. It might be that you have, you know, a physical condition. It might be that you're a bit, you know, you feel a bit awkward or uncomfortable about something in your past. No point trying to like downplay that or hide it away somewhere.
Own it. You've got to own it.
Exactly. Because if you don't, you start to create this system where you're not really 100% disclosing, because you're worried that if you're 100% disclosed, you're going to put the other person off. They then sense that, and also you get kind of sucked into their worldview and their reality, where they're creating the parameters around what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. And instead, you have to lead with accepting yourself first, strong levels of self-acceptance. Then as you're communicating with them, it's not that your life and your beliefs, your values, your past is wrong and theirs is right, and you've got to appease them by like slotting in. No. It's like a good relationship is a meeting of worlds where you have to both mutually respect and accept each other.
Absolutely.
And if there's no acceptance, there's no relationship, there's no love, there's no nothing. So I would say I'm a big fan actually of laying your cards on the table. And as you said, being upfront and taking ownership, even of stuff that you feel could, and literally every single person that's walking around has stuff that will, for whatever reason, not appeal to somebody that's out there. Mm. And I think that's perfectly okay, actually. I call it like the bell-shaped curve, which means that there's going to be a proportion of people who are going to be extremely, I would say, rigid, have maybe a very idealistic view of relationships. Mm. And because they're so rigid in that space, they find it difficult to accept anything that's even moderately outside of that.
Yeah.
And in fact, sometimes they actually can be quite challenging partners to have, because good partnerships nature is compromise and communication. So they're kind of not, if you knock a few of those people out, I would say that's okay.
Then
there might be a whole bunch of people who wouldn't necessarily, would have put that on the list of stuff they want in their partner. But if they like you,
that's it. All of that goes out the window. You can sit there and have your ideals, and you can say, you know, what you want someone, what mold that you want them to fit into. But at the end of the day, when two people connect and the chemistry is there, and you know, everything else is kind of there, all of that other stuff just goes out of the window. You know, all that matters is the fact that you and that person feel something towards each other, and that should overcome everything else, all of those other specifics that you had in mind. And I think that is the thing with life, you know, a lot of the disappointments that we actually have in life is a lot of the time because things are not fitting into our ideals.
Mm.
And you cannot exactly, everything in life can never fit into all of those little molds. So I think the key is to actually just be a bit more open-minded to the fact that what you're really searching for in the relationship is more the feeling and how a person makes you feel.
Right.
More than anything else, you know.
Right.
That's what should override everything.
All
those other little boxes that you're trying to make them fit into.
Yeah. And you know what? For whatever you've got, you're carrying with you, there are going to be some people in the world who will actually treasure that and will think it's even more awesome.
Yeah.
And they're like the best ones.
Because none of us are kind of made to order, you know. That's
The
thing. You don't go online and you've got online obviously sites, but you don't go and say, I'll have a partner made just like this, please, and I'll have them delivered first class, you know. It doesn't work like that.
I bet men would like that.
You know, and that's it. We're not just off the shelf products. We are individuals, and we all come with individual things that are unique to each and every one of us. So it is really, really difficult to form feelings for someone and everything else, and for them to still fall under all of this perfect ideal that you thought you had in mind is what's going to be the perfect partner for you.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I was thinking about, I could bring him up. You know, I try and keep my brother.
I
love my brother. And, you know, he's his new girlfriend who's just moved in with. You know, she's young, but she's gone through a divorce and she's got a couple of kids. And to him, he's like, I like babies. He's like, I like family. Yeah. She's really warm. She's really nurturing. So he instinctually sees the good, you know, and that is, those are the keepers, right?
Absolutely.
So I would say whatever you've got going on in your life, I truly regret it every time that I haven't taken full ownership of everything that makes me, because acceptance is the root. And you know what? If after that period of acceptance, if he's struggling a bit and he's not probably struggling with you as much as he's struggling with himself. Mm. And I agree, like, give the space for him to man cave it.
Yeah.
And work it out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let him stare at the walls. I know it's impossible for us to understand, but I think sometimes you don't have to understand someone's behaviour, right? You just have to go, right, they're doing this, is how they're going to deal with it. Cool.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I completely, yeah, agree with you there. It's just, yeah, sometimes all we just need is a little bit of space and a bit of time on our own to really evaluate things and, yeah, draw our own conclusions.
So if these ladies would like to follow you more and get more of your advice, because you do matchmaking, right? So you yes. actually put people together who are both seriously interested in a proper partnership.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of help to try to navigate the world of dating. Now, there's lots of single people out there, but I try to, you know, match people that hopefully are suitably matched out of all of the people that perhaps might be unsuitable, try to make them, you know, meet only people that are more in line with what they're looking for based on some of the things like the values and stuff. So not ticking too many boxes, but just looking at two people as individuals and actually saying, you know what, I think you two are probably just going to get on, you know. So, yeah, it's...
And they can find you on Twitter?
Is they can find me on Twitter. So you can, yeah, I think that's probably the easiest way.
And it's at Siobhan, which is Siobhan _ Copeland, Copeland.
Yep, exactly. Yay! I thought if we can put the E in there, because it sounds like it should be an E in there, doesn't it?
It is, but yes. So it's... Or for those people that want it phonetically, it's sub... And _ Copland. And also, if you've loved this podcast, I would say a few things. First of all, if you're interested in literally, how can you swap this around so you can actually feel a bit more calm, more chilled, more confident when it comes to love, actually putting yourself, the important person, at the center, please head over to HayleyQuinn.com/real love. I've got 5 free videos there for you, which will give you a lesson a day, basically, in getting your head it straight and in the right place. And if you like this podcast, share it with your friends, subscribe. I've got an amazing community of women that follow me. So the more participation and the more of the good word that we can spread, all the better. And I'll be back again next week with another episode of Love HQ. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to HayleyQuinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old HayleyQuinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.